Welcome to this week's End of Days update, coming to you from Tulsa, Oklahoma. We had such a great time last week in Choose Life Church there in New Mexico. Right before that, we're in Pittsburgh. And then this last weekend, we were in Byram, Mississippi at Relate Church. Had a great time, had great crowds, great miracles, cool healings. I never get a chance to get into all that happens, but the mercy of God is amazing to watch Him pour out His love and His kindness to literally so many people that are new to coming to church, seemingly get instantly healed. It's so cool. So we're coming to you every week to look at the different things that point to the coming of the Lord, specifically the gathering of nations for the Ezekiel 38 war, because the rapture's signless, but the second coming has tons of signs. But if you can see kind of the setup for what happens just after the rapture, it preaches to us how things are in alignment because the Lord's about to come back. And remember, the Lord wanted us to know. Remember, He rebuked the crowd. He said, hey, you don't know your hour of visitation. So He wanted them to know their visitation or their hour. It's intriguing that He had a whole section of Israel in the Old Testament called the tribe of Issachar. They had an understanding of the times and know what the children of Israel ought to do, indicating if you don't know what time it is, you won't know what you're supposed to do. So preaching about end times is not an escape theology. It's a hustle theology. As you see the finish line, you run faster. So we have all these things pointing to how close we are. I hear people sometimes say, well, you can't tell when the Lord's coming back. Well, actually, you can if you can read, because He gave us about 50 signs for our generation that He's coming back in our generation. More verses written about what it would look like. So one in every eight verse talk about the second coming of the Lord. So we're so blessed. Let's pick up what's happened around Israel, because so many cool things keep happening that are pointing to Jesus about to come back. Probably first of all was Benjamin Netanyahu met with Vladimir Putin, discussing the amount of firepower that's been having to go into Syria, because there's nine Russian bases in Syria. Because remember, Russia comes down on Israel just after the rapture. But Israel's having to preemptively strike all these convoys that are coming from Iran into Syria on their way over to Hezbollah. So you have, that Benjamin Netanyahu basically said, we're going to keep protecting Israel and we're going to keep going for it. Now, the big other story is the International Atomic Energy Agency talked about Iran again. You had two different reports. This is the second, actually the third time it's come out, that said that they'd be 6 weeks away from a nuclear weapon, and all the other reports said 6 months away. But Israel's made a huge stance, like, we will do whatever we have to do to keep Iran from getting nuclear weapons. I do like that the U.S. administration came out saying that they're going to keep sanctions on Iran because they're enriching uranium, and that's because the International Atomic Energy Agency's come out blatantly saying, hey, this is crazy what they're doing. But in the middle of that, you had our new State Department spokesman say that the Golan doesn't belong to Israel. Now, and Benjamin Netanyahu really boldly came out and says, no, the Golan does belong to Israel. You've got a lot of skirmishes with Hezbollah in Lebanon. This last week, there was a lot of verbiage about them getting ready to attack Israel. And Israel verbally came out saying, well, if you do that, you know, all your weapons are basically stashed in civilian areas. I mean, you talk about swimming pool areas, talk about soccer fields, hospitals, that's where all their weaponry is. So if that was to happen, that would be a real catastrophic event. So many things keep going on with nature that I really don't get into every week. But last week you had 96 earthquakes in one day in the Canary Islands. You had earthquakes in Taiwan this last week. You had earthquakes in the Philippines. And then you had massive amounts of earthquakes in Oklahoma. Not where the wind comes sweeping down the plain, but earthquakes come sweeping down the plain. So it's crazy. And then you had Turkey come out again this week, really pushing to make sure they can still have their S-400 missile defense system. So with that, you got China, you got Russia, and you got Iran doing naval exercises. And I love how America kind of bolsters back at that. You have U.S. submarines and Israeli submarines in the Mediterranean there showing their strength, and in the Persian Gulf showing their strength. Along with that, we sent over a squadron of B-1 bombers to Norway and a couple hundred million troops. So there's a lot of stuff going on with China, a lot of stuff going on with Turkey. Turkey's the one that intrigues me, how quiet they keep trying to do things, and with the propaganda, they keep trying to do things. You had some Russia basically expelled some diplomats from Germany and Sweden. And so they in kind did the same thing too. So big setups for the Temple Mount. A lot of stuff came out this last week about Jordan and the Temple Mount and about archaeological finds there. And there's a kind of a renewed push to don't let Israel have anything to do with the Temple Mount. We should all watch for that in the days ahead, because everything's going to revolve around that piece of real estate where Jesus is going to reign forever. So the setups here, Jesus is coming so soon. Wow, how blessed are we? So we always go every week and look at the different signs. Number one, Israel made a nation. Number two, Jerusalem won back. Jesus said the group that sees that, that's the generation I'm coming for. Then you got the Hebrew language restored. You got the Ethiopian Jews brought back. You got the fertility of the land of Israel. You got the revival of the Roman Empire. All these others are so blatant. You got 172 different species of predatory birds showing up on the land. You had fish show up in the Dead Sea. You had the ritual baths around the Temple Mount fill up with water. This one kind of is just crazy too. You had foxes show up on the Temple Mount. That's Lamentations 5:18. You have the fertility of the land of Israel. You have everything set up for what the Bible said you'd see just before the return. How quiet it is in the earth about this kind of freaks me out, because basically it's just like, ding, 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 I'm coming back. Along with all those other signs, you have signals. You had blood red moons on Passover and Tabernacles. You had four in a row. When's the last time you had four in a row? 1967, when Jerusalem was won back. 1948, when Israel was made a nation. 1492, with the Edict of Expulsion, when the Jews were kicked out of Spain. So God's so sweet. He's given us signals, given us signs. And you go, this is pretty blatant. Then you had the Bethlehem Star, which is radical. First time in 2,000 years, Jupiter, Regulus, and Venus came together. The birth of Jesus, the constellation was Virgo. The other day, last year, the constellation was Leo, because he's the Lion of the tribe of Judah. So many, many, many more things happen in different dates that just takes too long to get into it. But the thing is we're about to see the King. All these signs are because he loves you so much. He wants you encouraged. He wants you strengthened. He wants you accelerating your race. As we see the finish line, you run faster, not slower. So all of a sudden, we're going to see the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. The rapture of the church happens about 7 years before the second coming, because the church has so much authority that God has to take the church off the earth. Plus, you have to be at the reward seat of Christ and the marriage supper of the Lamb. Sometimes it's complicated for people to get it, but just as Enoch handed off to Noah, Elijah handed off to Elisha, Jesus handed off to the church is about to hand off to the Jews. And that's getting ready to happen. So the setup for all this is there because the King's coming back. What do you do? Help your local church. Help your local pastor. Be more engaged. You don't fit church into your life. It is your life. Why? We're about to see the King. Eyes as a flame of fire. Feet like undefined brass. Voice of many waters. Soon coming to the planet. God. Wow, how amazing. Well, thanks for tuning in this week. We'll see you next Wednesday. Have a blessed, wonderful week. We'll see you then.
Thanks for joining us today at the End of Days Update. If you'd like to be notified every time there's a new post, just go to the edu at josephmorris.com and subscribe to receive email alerts. If these posts and updates have been a blessing to you, please consider making a one-time donation to help get the message out, or even becoming a monthly partner with Joseph Morris Ministries. Thanks again for tuning in to the edu, and we'll see you next week. One love to overshadow.